It's the time to get down. It's okay.
What's happening, everybody? Good morning. Good morning. Time for Morning Coffee with Mario. Get ready, y'all. Time for Morning Coffee. Do your stretches. Get your exercises. I'm getting it lined up. Too cool. Vibe it up.
The beat to me like sap to a tree. You send me the rap happens to set me free. Instantly when the mic touch this MC. Without the mic this MC feel empty. I'm telling y'all, it's the lyrical recipe. Lyrical ecstasy, hearing no less from me. I accept and expect no less than the best. Inject intellect without disrespect. Come on, you be cool, just move with the groove. Fucking hear the beat way too sweet. So let's just do what we came to do. Just vibe with it.
What's that in the chat room? PMC Brickley. What's that in the Meerkat? Periscope.
Like an epidemic. I start killing it. Get it, then realize that you're
not
finished. Don't dream diminished. See, y'all play the season. Y'all have a scrimmage. Spit with reason. Y'all hit the image. But I believe the dream has no limits. I believe that's the whole reason we live it. But they don't get it. They like it's not right. Is it hip hop here to stay? No shit. We're gonna get it. New, improved music. Move and do with it.
That's how we start the show. Get that move on. Step close, Larry Bone.
Get the skimpy clothes.
Come on.
Individuals. And everything goes. I play a pick 'em like any, mini, mini,
mini. Whoa.
Got soul.
Whoa.
Got so much funk.
Whoa.
The rap, I should pack the fat bowl. Y'all should kick back, relax, and just roll.
Roll
yeah,
with it. Ride with it.
Roll with it.
You wanna ride with it.
Roll with it. Come on and ride with it.
Hip hop ain't dead. Just keep it alive.
Come on.
Be cool. Be cool. Just move with the groove. Don't walk in here to be way too sweet.
Let's just do what we came to do.
Just vibe.
Let's just do what we came to do. Just vibe with it.
Come on. Be cool. Yeah. Yeah. I know. I miss y'all too. Welcome everyone to Morning Coffee with Mario, recurring series Monday through Wednesdays live here at Pax Stereo TV, hosted by the Morning Coffee crew, which means basically myself and my partner in crime, the very gifted Mr. Victor Allen. Everybody, give it up. I don't have the other claps working.
I have one clap.
Yeah.
One clap, man.
It don't work.
But when the women are here, the clap always works. Don't go there.
That's a term for a disease.
Don't go there, man.
So, okay. So, we're here today. It's Morning Coffee with Mario Show. The show Monday through Wednesday. Tuesday's always a big day for us because Tuesday, we used to call it the Triple Banger Tuesday. Not as good as it sounds, I know. Nasty. No, but now it's actually the Quadruple Tuesday because we're here this in the mornings on Tuesday. And then tonight, we have the special Triple Banger night.
Yes,
for those you don't know. So tonight at 7 o'clock, our own hot chocolate, DJ Miko's going to be here looking and smelling good. That's right. She'll be here at 7 o'clock for the DJ Miko Quiet Storm pre-show. That's at 7. And then at 8 o'clock, she's going to join Victor and I for the Quiet Storm.
Yes, sir.
The theme of the night, a reason, a season, a lifetime, remembering love. Remembering love.
All day.
You got music for that, I know. So, you know, interactive DJ experience. Come and make a request. Miko's the mistress of chat. She'll be in that chat room. And I'll be taking your request and spinning some of the things that I have planned for you. This is unique because our DJ shows are truly interactive. And therefore, we say they're part of the two-way experience that we call internet television. And again, for those of you who don't know, Pac Stereo TV's two brothers coming to you from Los Angeles, California, View Park, right next to Leimert Park. As we so often say, we may not be in the ghetto, but we can see the fence. That's right. And we're coming to you live. And we are the developers, the designers, and the people who are continuing to bring you this 24/7 broadcast that is PacStereo.tv. Go take a look. Tell people. We are the Neo Urban Internet Television Station. Unique two-way communication. And therefore, I got to tell you, we're enjoying it. Our chat room is there at PacStereo.tv. Also, our PacStereo.club is our online community, also with the broadcast there. And if you are on a mobile phone or a tablet, the PacStereo.mobi was designed to save you money.
Listen up.
So you could go and use that. It saves you fees and charges for those things. So remember that. That's why we did that. So that's the main thing. So welcome, everybody. What a day. What a day. What a day. You turn on the news. I don't know about you guys, but I turn on the news. News is a lot of stuff. And a lot of it is about the election.
Boo.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, boo. But does it see this is what I this is okay for those of you who don't know, I am sort of a leftist, a child of the 60s. That in other words, I respect life and the planet. I don't think the world is my toilet or my ashtray. Okay. And I believe that human lives are valuable of all kinds, everywhere, and that we ultimately are all brothers and sisters. Those are the things. So I'm a child of the 60s. Therefore, this election really looks like bullshit. The Republicans are really self-destructing, acting like Donald Trump is a phenomenon with 20-some percent of the vote. Think about that. He gets 20-some percent, like 26%. And that's a phenomenon, Donald Trump. Amazing. Absolutely amazing that news acts like that's news. The news is that no one gives a shit. That's the real news. The news is that people are watching the preparations for the next elections, and they're going like, this is bullshit. We thought it was going to be changed last time. It's been no change. Now we have the Democratic choices. I like Bernie. He has no chance of winning. He'll never get any of the corporate money that it takes to win this because he's too much outside the norm. Hillary will get all the money that the corporate thing because she's the same old thing just dressed as a woman. Same old thing. Nothing new.
What are you trying to say?
So I'm just saying, so Hillary's nothing new. So that's a joke. So no one's going to be excited about voting for Hillary. Well, maybe. There's some women who, because yeah. I get it, it's just like black folks felt about Obama. They were so glad to have a black president, and I don't blame them, that they were willing to have it and be happy with no change. Hillary would get the same from women.
Any problem to say, well, why can't I participate in the bullshit fest? The men have been doing it. Why can't a woman?
That's
do it?
And certainly, and that's part of the thing. The question is, do you want to watch it?
Wait a minute.
We know it's bullshit. See, it's the myth of the two-party system.
Right.
They give you a choice, but it is no choice because it's the same choice.
Is that shirt appropriate?
That's not choice.
Is that shirt appropriate to your
that's
calling?
Right.
The good times are killing me. Obey. So who are you talking to?
Talking to y'all.
Who are you talking to?
If there ever was a time to smoke marijuana, this would be it. Yeah. It would
That's
be.
That's what I'm saying.
Pretty much. I feel for the young folks. The old folks already gave up. Most of them. But I feel for the young folks looking at this election because those of them that look at it are going to go, I may be young, but this looks like bullshit. And I don't know what to tell them. I also vote sort of to prove it doesn't make any difference. But it actually does make a difference. It controls all the little things. Your vote helps to control the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Your vote helps to control whether or not you get nighttime basketball,
mm-hmm.
an extra library,
mm-hmm.
whether they fix some of those potholes, get a little bit better. So your vote counts for a lot of little things. All the big things, your vote means nothing.
I like the theory of
all the big things.
Unpredictable dynamic allocation. Meaning that when everything seems to be in control, there's always something that rains down and surprises people and kicks them in the ass. We all have gone through it. So politics can have it, although very controllable,
Right.
Sometimes the dynamics of control are sometimes unpredictable, even with those who believe they're in control.
Right.
But what the hell did I just mean?
I don't know. But the point is,
I don't know.
We know that it's all bullshit.
That's good enough for me.
So that's what's on the news today.
That's it, huh?
The election. I turned on the news. I was like,
it's that bad, right?
Well, you know, just, you know, Obama and Putin.
Who?
And Putin.
Oh, gotcha.
He didn't do Putin. When he was meeting with Putin.
Oh, right.
First of all, it's hard to take somebody seriously whose name is Putin, but he's killed many a mother. But he's killed people, so you might not want to laugh at his name. He's obviously one of the men who's got a little complex about that stuff, and probably your ass would disappear in your family if you laugh at his chest.
That's right.
So I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So watch out.
Be careful.
But, you know, but the president, first of all, let me be clear, because I have to admit my own biases. I'm not going to fake it for you guys. I, too, as a black American, was overwhelmed and proud to have an African-American president. The images that that brings to the world, and the messages that it says, and the things that it does for young people and black people all over the world, I can't pass that over as nothing. The fact that the president did absolutely nothing different, was no change whatsoever, is the same thing as all other ones were, that's a fact. The truth that we got to use it and enjoy it is also a fact. You know, because let me tell you something. When you go to my mom's house, she's got an Obama shrine, okay? I tell you, let me fix this. She's got an Obama shrine. In other words, you go to my mom's house, and she's got the picture with the candles and all that. And like a lot of black people who paid blood, sweat, and tears, she earned the right to me. And so did many of our folks. They earned the right to celebrate a black president, period. Period. And I can't deny them that. Even though I'm critical of the president's performance, I'm also cognizant of where we are in history. And that's very significant.
Well, yeah.
And that part has... Yeah. And the fact that young black kids will now dream of being president.
Or any kids of color.
Any kids of color.
Profound. Denomination. Right.
Profound effect, right?
So, if you ask people, ask a 10-year-old, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, those are all subjective questions. If you're targeting age, and get different responses. How do you tell the kid not to celebrate versus what they're experiencing?
Well, I don't tell them not to celebrate. See, I think you're going to tell them to celebrate it.
Okay.
And then what you tell them is that
no change.
Daughter, son,
no
that,
change.
You tell them that nothing in life is black and white.
Right.
So I don't care if you're 5 years old or 7 years old. Mm-hmm. I want you to start to understand.
You want them to think.
Yes. That nothing in life is black and white.
Right.
And so you may want it to be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. But it may not be.
Right. You're right on point. Now, if all we can get your dedication to the show Empire and Scandal, man, we'd be on point. Because you cover that so well, you're just doing a disservice to the people who are going like, what about Empire and Scandal? And we don't want to hear about Trump's tax plan.
Well, you know, Empire, I bought Empire.
I know you did.
Because I intend on binge watching that. I don't know, do you guys binge watch? You know, binge watching is when you like watch a whole season, right?
Right.
You watch a whole season. I think I got my meerkat back. I was having connection issues.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
People are going to wait.
Oh, there you go. Okay, they're there. Yeah, well, yeah. Binge watching is when you watch a whole... Oh, I lost it, damn it. Okay.
Hold on.
It's called
Morning
Back...
Coffee with Mario is back.
It's back-to-back watching a series. It's like if you have 12 episodes and you watch 5, 6... Or the whole thing in one shot. That means clock strikes, you may not be moving out of your position for about 8-10 hours. That's a binge. Now, there are all types of binges. That just happens to be his favorite. Now,
because I can't do the other one. The other one would start with a night in the club.
The women go like, well, how come you can't binge on me like that?
Because I tell them I have to take a pill, and I don't have $10 right now.
You see why we go to this?
I have to take a pill.
Now, you see why? See...
I have to take a pill, and I don't have $10.
See?
But then they tell me they're going to loan me $10. You know, women today, Women today are different. Not only do they come with their own condoms, they bring their own Viagra. They say, well, I got some. You need a pill?
That's right.
It's about time for you to drink it right now. Take it now, because we're going to have dessert.
Do you like their control now?
That's what they tell you.
Do you like the women better 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or better today? I can't.
Oh, I think the women today, I actually like the women today better.
Uh-oh.
Because, well, I'm not a man who's intimidated by a woman who knows herself. I'm not intimidated by that. I just want to be left alone to my shit. Remember, Vic, because that's the thing. No, that's the thing they say about Mario. I don't ask my women that have been involved with me, I don't ask you to take care of me. I don't give you errands. I don't ask you to run around and do, right, Vic? I do all the cooking, cleaning. The main issue I have is I don't like to be told what to do.
He does all of that, so he can.
I don't like to be told what to do.
Leave him alone.
So that's why I'm single, because in a relationship you have to be told what to do.
Right.
I don't like to be told what to do.
Right. Okay.
So I'm single. So, but I don't tell you what to do. You will never hear me go, baby, go do this for me. Baby, go do that. Running it. Do da da. I don't want to run your life, but you damn sure ain't running my life. So that's why I'm single. That will make you sink.
Turn a little bit. See, women are not going to get him to binge on him. I mean, binge on them. It's not going to happen.
No.
It's not gonna
happen. So I want you guys to understand. So that's part of the thing. If you're married and you're in a relationship out there, you know when they say the work of marriage, they really are talking about your ability to take shit.
Ooh.
You have to take shit. That's why people ask anybody married when they're away from their spouse. Don't ask them while they're with their spouse. Ask them when they're away from spouses. Ask them. Say, does marriage mean that you take shit? And you learn to take it gracefully like this. Look, you'll be taking shit, you'll be like...
See, this is wrong. I don't endorse that statement.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Bite a hole in your lip. Because wrong. If you are... Now, let me tell you something. I'm not putting it down. Because with time, I am trying to be more adaptable. I'm trying to be way less controlling. I've given up the remote control. I don't know about you, Gaul, but I give up the remote control now. I just hand them the remote control as a sign of giving in. Here, take the goddamn remote control. Take it! I even let them change the radio in the car.
I'm not saying anything, man. I'm letting you have that.
That's how you know somebody loves you. If they let you change the radio, now, they may give you a dirty look, but if they let you change the radio with only a dirty look, they still love you. They let you change it. Other people, you karate chop their arm when they reach for the... Get your goddamn hand away from my radio. Don't you ever touch a black man radio. Ever.
I'm leaving alone.
I karate chop their arms. Don't you... Ow! 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 Don't touch my radio! They only learn one time. Don't touch the radio. But now, in recent times, I've learned to release control of the radio. So I suggest that you all do, too. Let these be the exercises that you do in getting ready for marriage.
Wow, dude.
Practice giving up the radio, right?
Wow.
Practice giving up the TV remote control and learn to sleep in the wet spot. If you can do all those things, you're ready for marriage.
All the men that's kind of going along with you are saying preach, 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 but no comments are coming from women. So that lets you know that you're on that side where you're going, fellas.
All I can tell you is the chat room, back
in
Galveston, they're chiming in. Not the radio. Not the radio. Don't give them the radio, Mario. They're accusing me of being too soft.
Yes.
They don't. The fellas say they don't want to give up the radio. They say I'm giving up too much. I only said give up the radio in the car, the TV remote control, and learn to sleep in the wet spot. Which one of those is the least tolerable? The radio, huh? You can sleep in the wet spot, huh? I know you could. Nasty.
Just wrong, man.
Just nasty.
All this extra.
All right, you guys. That's it. We're going to get ready today. We have new sports. We have hot picks. Remember, it's the triple banger night, quadruple banger day. And you know the big thing is that we love to bring you music and video. And remember, the music that we bring you is free. It's free, you guys. You can go to dig.ccmixter.org. where you can get the free music. They want you to share with your friends. They retain their rights to use it commercially, but they want you to have it for free. It's part of a political movement, a wonderful movement for the consumer. Go take a look. Well, I'm about to show you the latest, once again, I do this every week, the latest slideshow animation.
It's break time.
And then we're going to come back with Victor Allen's new sports. No, actually, we're going to come back instead of Victor Allen's visual aids for the new sports. Visual aids. Meanwhile, here's the latest slideshow animation.
Hey, Easy, don't laugh at him. Don't. Whatever you do. Don't listen. Remember what your parents used to tell you? Don't listen to that man. That's all I got to say.
Remember, this song is free. I'm going to have a sip. Sound the body heat. Good energy in your sleep.
Poppy fields by the garden, no place quite like home. So you sold your voice for sudden risk to gain a human soul. Through a hole you're in a garden, queen takes you as a pawn. You were never ugly, darling. All this time you've been a swan.
Music by Love Shadow. You can get it free. Songs are titled His Kiss. I did this last live show.
Tell me why can you wake up? You languish trapped in your orbits. Tell me why can you wake up? Tell me why can you wake up? Tell me why are you just waiting for his kiss?
All right, y'all, welcome. All right, welcome back. Welcome back.
Well, I may have probably got my other clap.
Yo, good. There you go.
All right.
You're all set, man.
Every day is part of what we do here at PAX Stereo. Oh, that's a good picture. I forgot to do that. We'll do that maybe tomorrow. Well, did you guys see Baby North?
No, tell us all about it.
Well, Kim Kardashian brought out a picture of Baby North. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of some of the friends I know, some of the couples I know where you got mixed couples, and they're used to that black hair. Oh, that's funny.
It's curly.
Watching, no offense, and I'm laughing with you, not at you, but watching some of my white friends deal with that black hair. I'm just saying, it's hilarious shit.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But it's God's way of smiling at us as we attempt to deal. It's just like watching fathers deal with young girls.
Could you be struggling. More specific, please?
I'm just saying, they're trying to comb that black hair. They don't know. I had never. What the hell? I've never had seen this. What the. I broke the. I can't get
wrong.
It to.
Yes, this is wrong. What are you trying to say, man?
I'm just saying, when white folks have to deal with that black hair.
I bet you they're more educated than you
if think. They knew, they would have thought before they got into a mixed relationship.
Wait a minute.
Because they would have said.
That's not right.
I don't know, Mar, if I could deal with the hair. I could deal with the other cultural issues and the food.
That's wrong.
But it's the hair, Mario, that I find to be a bit difficult adjusting to the hair.
I think you are taking it too far because they.
I think Kim Kardashian.
How do they think they deal with locks?
Same thing. Trouble.
No, they wear. Everybody's wearing.
White folks have so much trouble locking their hair. If you black and you got fine kind of hair, it's hard to lock that.
That's true.
It's very hard to lock that hair. It won't lock.
Very true. It is.
So look at Baby North. By the way, the baby's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Kim looks wonderful. There's no question the Kardashians make some beautiful children. There's just no question. They're absolutely gorgeous. This child is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful child.
Beautiful child. And I must admit, I think Kim as mother. Y'all hating on her. I'm loving it. So, props to Kim.
Can't wait for Baby South. Can't wait.
Baby South, cold blooded.
Just saying.
Baby South.
What's wrong with Baby South?
Southwest.
I'm just saying.
Northwest.
Don't be shocked.
Go West.
Don't be shocked if the name comes out of Miss Baby South.
South, Baby South.
Yes.
Okay, Vic, you heard it from Vic.
Yes.
Vic said the next baby's going to be named it's going to be named South. You got Southwest and Northwest.
I'm just saying.
Then if he has another one, it'll be what?
On the East.
East, West.
West.
Oh, Lord.
North by Northwest.
All
right.
Okay, y'all ready for some sports?
Yes.
Oh, no, before we do sports, I forgot. We have to do the visual aids. Some of y'all don't know about the visual aids, because the visual aids don't affect you. But we do visual aids for our show. Victor does, but Victor's been having some trouble getting his visual aids.
Right. I'm glad he
into.
Right. You want me to tell you the title, so you'll know which one.
Well, you can see him back there, y'all. Can you see him?
I'm not going to show you. I'm going to show it. It's hard. See, it's hard to see. Certain specific details on mine, so you got it better than I do. My screen, I can't. Oh, I can read now some words, the text. Now, when it gets smaller, I can't.
Well, I guess you're supposed to be looking at it on that screen.
Well, I am looking at multiple screens, but the display screen is the most important one.
Well, let's take a look at the visual aids that are not in position. The weatherman. See, the reason why you guys are laughing. See, you all think we're Channel 4. And we're not Channel 4. We're two enterprising brothers, extraterrestrial. Two enterprising extraterrestrial brothers. It's that alien DNA who's doing internet television. So, you know, it's a little different.
Yeah.
So it ain't like that.
And he's becoming really good at doing what they call that fast publishing display. So, he's quick. I got to spend all night on it. That's why.
Well, once again, we have Victor's visual aids here. They're not Channel 4.
Right.
Remember, two brothers in the hood.
Right.
Extraterrestrial brothers. That's that alien DNA. I'm telling you, if you watch that stuff. So it's alien DNA. I'll get you. Okay, so Vic, now which one of these are we supposed to be at? You got sexiest females, celebrity tattoos.
That's one.
And you have new sports champion controversial. Wait, greatest controversial champion.
That's it.
Post-career. So we're going to add those to the menu.
There you go.
So now we go down here to the menu, and we have to drag them. When you add them, they add them at the bottom. And you have to just simply drag them up into position. And you're going to drag them up under the heading that already exists for them. So there's a heading up there that says, like, new sports. So this is hot picks. So just put it right where the other hot picks was. See, make sure you line out the edge on this side, because that says where they are in the menu, or whether or not it's a sub-menu.
Okay.
On the one that was ahead of it, we're going to hit this button and remove it. See?
Yeah.
Then we're going to go down. See, I'm putting it in.
You don't do
it. But that's something else. I'm not. Wait. Don't get confused.
He's saying it a little bit different.
I keep losing my stuff.
That also is not cool either.
I keep losing my meerkat. Sorry, meerkat. I'm trying to see what's the problem here.
No, it's going to be you're going to be challenged. Finally, it's hitting you. Usually, you have the sweet spot. You got the sweet spot most of the time, man.
I make it sweet. Remove this piece. Now there, so we got Vic's visual aids in. They're in place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go back and try to see if I can get the meerkat going.
Well, in the meantime, I get to sit back and talk about. It's not a topic today, but I'm going to sit back and say.
Cutting off, period, but we are back.
Monday Night Football. You see the difference between, this is like dating. I hate to say this. There's a difference between, for women, the boyfriend, and the fiance. Yesterday, what we saw was Monday Night Football, Kansas City Chiefs. You saw the difference between Alex Smith being drafted in the same round ahead of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron looks like, I'm just saying this, man. He looks like he's doing the two-step. A couple of steps, no sweat, drop it. All I can say is, Kansas City, I have no hate for Kansas City. After seeing what happened with Aaron Rodgers, man, all I can say is, you have any hope that they're going to sit back and get to the Super Bowl? I'm talking about Kansas City. Forget Aaron Rodgers.
Well, Kansas City is notorious for having bad games and then putting together a good season. They're going to be in the playoffs because Andy Reid has reversed the whole culture there. So they went from being a team that was never expected.
Right.
So they'll at least be in the playoff.
Right.
It's just that Aaron Rodgers, people don't realize he hasn't thrown an interception.
At home.
Yeah, we're going to have to get you the earbuds because that thing is feedback.
Oh, you know what? I'll turn it down anyway. There we go.
Good. But Aaron Rodgers hasn't thrown an interception.
Not at all.
Like 60, something like, he's got like something.
480 games.
Yeah, he hasn't thrown an interception. He doesn't throw interceptions, so what can you say?
Right, right.
I mean, he makes it look so easy. You know, when you look at his numbers, you realize he actually is probably the premier one right now.
Right.
Even though Brady gets more of the stuff.
Right.
You know, more of the acknowledgement. It really makes you think about Aaron Rodgers.
Right. So the analogy is for women. For women, if they were picking the best athlete for the future. You date Alex and you marry Aaron. Is that how it goes?
Date Alex.
You marry. Yeah, long term versus short term. See?
You wonder, but I tell you this. I know Alex Smith is looking at the San Francisco 49ers and going, thank you. Because you know, think about it, Vic.
Yeah.
He's got to be saying at first, you know, people will question that move. That move to Kansas City has been wonderful for him.
Well, it's the best move because I don't know where else he could have fit to make an impact. I can't say, but I'm going to leave that alone because I wasn't going to go into a predictable conversation about the man everybody knows is the best as it relates to quarterback currently in the NFL. Maybe not the best team. That's questionable because you got the Patriots looking like they want to go undefeated. I want to get into this one because I think, Mario, this is right up your lane. I want to get into the greatest, because this will be just like you with your exes, the greatest controversial champion. Who will be the greatest after their career is done?
Because controversy depends on the moment, right? Sometimes they go back and make it controversy.
Wait a minute. See, the good thing about it is these gents, they're still playing. So, and I'm going to give you three names, but we're going to start with the first name. Because you already see him, because he's already a champion, got a championship ring. His name is Alex Rodriguez. If he keeps going, he could supplant, of course, our boy Barry with the most home runs and some other records, so to speak.
Forever tainted.
Right.
Just like Barry.
Right. That's why.
Forever tainted.
That's why I said. This is controversial.
They'll be in the record books, but they're forever tainted.
Right. Now, let me give you a question. Let me just say, do you believe everybody said he has lied? Have we all found that most of the time athletes are curving the stories, what you call them, wise, or they just have that machine around them until all of a sudden it just breaks down? So are we to trust the controversies because the PR spin is on them, or are they just outright,
when it comes to sports figures,
they're overtly lying?
We should trust everything they say.
See,
because
wrong.
Everyone knows that men never lie about cheating.
That's wrong.
Men never lie to their girlfriends.
See, this is what I'm talking
Whatever
about.
We tell our significance, it was the truth.
So wait a minute. So okay, you got Alex. I call him one ring. One ring. Go to the next one.
Okay.
Go to the next one. Because I'm saying you're going to vote which one. Tom Brady, four rings. Deflategate.
Mm.
And also some other history.
Mm.
What we're doing is comparing who we think will be the greatest after their careers. Looking at Tom.
The you greatest? Find
after his careers are
no,
done.
No, he's the man everybody loves to hate. And it's also the reason why everybody I know wants to date a woman who's from Boston. Because they say in Boston, they don't care if you cheat.
Oh.
Everybody wants to date a woman from Boston.
Oh, this is wrong.
Because they don't care if you cheat.
This is wrong. Wait a minute. Let me ask you this.
That's all I can say.
Wait a minute. So I got, I'm Tom Brady. I'm watching this show.
Say hi to Giselle.
and I sit back and say, and I come in the chat room, and I'm Tom and say, so do you trust me, Mario at Pac Stereo, to be honorable at all my efforts as a professional athlete from day one? Or are you saying that I'm a bit of a liar?
I'm saying that all athletes are honorable people and all men are honest and never cheat.
Okay.
Especially black men.
Right.
Never cheat. Black men have never cheated. Every black man forever has been faithful and loving.
Okay, not bad. All right, let's go to the next one. See, I can't wait to vote who we think.
They have.
The next one is the one where I just call him Colorado. Everybody has their controversy.
They call him Colorado.
I'm just saying. Everybody, Deflategate. Yeah, Alex with steroids, got to call Kobe is Colorado. That's his
Listen,
controversy.
The real controversy is one day they're going to really do a close-up on some of these tattoos and realize how stupid they are.
Wait a minute.
how stupid their tattoos are.
Mario?
Like, duh, and misspell words. So, like, Kobe, too, he needs to wear that sleeve because he has a bunch of stupid tattoos. That's why you can't show them up close because they're all stupid.
You see what's happening? All right. We ain't making no friends. Wait a minute. So what are you saying?
Some people are basking and watching the Lakers struggle. But remember, New York and Boston ain't making any headways
to take that
East Coast.
Okay. Ooh. Oh, are
take
you,
that.
Wait a minute. Do you know most
they
of...
They love to hate on L.A., wait, Vic.
Do you know most of our fans are from the East Coast?
I know. They love to hate on L.A.
Because
they got all that bad weather.
I got love for you guys.
In the cold.
Most of them.
Pissed off.
Be careful.
Cold, tired.
Be careful. Okay. Here's the question. I just gave you three what we call controversial championship athletes.
Yes, Vic, you did.
All right. These are like you picking your favorite three women.
No, not quite, but okay. Kim.
Wait a minute.
Kim already had the baby.
Wait a minute. Just like who will be? At the end, when time is served, because they tend to do this, when time goes past, we tend to appreciate. Who do you think will stand out as the greatest? It's a two-pronged question. As the greatest in their sport, how great they were, and then between the three, who will stand out to be?
Well, Kobe's going to go down as one of the greatest in the sports. I don't think Alex Rodriguez will go down.
You don't think so?
As one of the greatest in his sport.
Hmm. Okay.
No, well, let's put it like this. Not to the same degree.
Not to the same degree,
but to a degree, yes. Because the issue is he was headed straight for the Hall of Fame.
Yes,
right?
He was.
Now you have an issue.
It's done.
So that now, Kobe hasn't done anything big enough that he's been proven to keep him from being a Hall of Fame, you know, candidate. He's going to be in the Hall. Alex got some issues.
Right.
So, and I think that ultimately people go on and will remember. They tend to have forgotten most of Kobe's stuff already, look like to me.
So you did the same thing I did. I eliminated Alex, and although I think it's a chance he could supplant numbers, but as the greatest champion, I was caught between Kobe's five rings, Brady's four rings.
Yeah, they don't care that Brady cheats. Like I said, Boston, they don't care if you cheat.
Okay.
That's why you got to go there and get a woman. They don't care.
PMC said Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe's gonna be the one who laughs.
Yeah, I think Kobe.
Close up on the tattoo. What is that? Man, see, they have some really. Not only are the tattoos ugly, but they're stupid and ugly tattoos. And that shows you why you gotta be careful what you do when you're young. Because you're gonna spend a lot of money getting rid of that shit later.
Now, let's do this real quick before we go to the next one. Mario, you and I both have to say, what did we do that we can say it was our stupid moment?
When I got Home of the Whopper tattooed on my penis.
See what I'm saying?
That was probably the worst thing. Now it just says HW. That's pretty much it. Bad mistake.
Yeah. Yours is worse. I got paid a quarter to kiss this girl who was not attractive, and I wanted the quarter.
So you hoard yourself out.
I did for a quarter. I'm sorry. That's just the way it goes. All right, let's go. Let's go to part two. Part two of this fantasy footballers. I'm coming back with you. You have three best bets at the end of the year, as far as quarterbacks, and I'm gonna give you what I call the three at the end. That's going to make you sit back and cheer like it's New Year's. First one up. We're going to roll through them first, Mario.
All right. First one up. Y'all can see back there.
Jameis Winston, who's running about a 77.9 QBR rating. Let's go to the next.
He wants some shrimp.
You know what? Just
get
him. Going.
Get the boys. He can get plenty of shrimp down.
Oh. Yeah, and there we go. Now, look at our boy Mariota. What is that his QBR you see there, Mario?
116.
Wow.
He's the leading the NFL. He had the highest QB rating. Last week he had the highest QB rating in the league.
That's right. Now let's go to the third one. There's a surprise coming up. Tyrod Taylor. What is his QBR rating?
Oh, I don't. 116.2.
116. So at the end of the day, Mario, your fantasy footballer top performer at the end of the season,
Marcus Mariota.
Oh, you going with Marcus?
Yeah. So far he's consistent. I like his humble attitude. He's a hard worker, quiet. He seems to be going through his progressions good. I think Jameis ultimately will get better.
Right.
He doesn't seem to have the same grasp of moving through his progressions and his reads that Mariota does for some reason to me. That's the biggest thing.
Right.
I'm not sure about the strength of the arm. I think they both. But Mariota seems to be able to move. Now, sometimes, because we talked about a bunch of the times that's the offensive coordinator and the type of plays.
Right.
Mariota, they seem like they have really taken the offense and more carefully tailored it about what they want him to do. He's doing a more a certain type of passes, a certain type of plays. Whereas Jameis, they got him doing a little more stuff.
He has to carry more because
that makes him more prone to mistakes.
Yes,
so some of it's not as fair.
Yeah,
Mariota's in a more constrained, concise type of offense where his role is way more specific.
Right,
and it's narrow. They keep him in certain types of passes.
Right.
More. Whereas Jameis appears to be
in a very
more open kind of, let's just say, it doesn't seem to be as disciplined.
Who has the best talent around them right now between Luck and Jameis Winston? Andrew Luck, Colts, Jameis Winston, Buccaneers.
Oh, that's a hard one. Why you bring that? That's a hard one.
That's hard. What is it? Because Luck is not doing well at all.
Yeah, even though that's different. How y'all doing? No, I don't know. That's different.
That sure is.
Andrew Luck, my thing is like, wait, that's one of the ones that plays it out through the season.
Yes, I
got a great organization, great head coach.
Right.
They'll work it out. It's like Pittsburgh.
Right.
They're a solid group. They're going to deal with things still on a solid level because they're very solid.
Right.
Some of the other ones you don't know.
Yeah.
And even though Lovey, you know, I've been more critical of Lovey's teams in the past, haven't you, Vic? I know he's respected himself as a coach. But when he's the head coach,
whoever he chooses
as his offensive coordinators, okay, maybe that's the issue again.
Yeah.
I've never liked Lovey's offenses.
No,
never.
I haven't. He has not been known.
So who is he choosing as his offensive coordinator?
He has not been known.
Right. So which is simply a matter of choosing an offensive coordinator. Maybe you need to choose a better or different offensive coordinator.
Do you know who went through this transition the same time? I can't remember the coach at the time. Ray Lewis and the Ravens were known for being that defense until the coach had to traverse into an offensive juggernaut, if you want to call it that. But they won with defense, with some matching offense with Flacco lately. But their prior Super Bowl was all defense. And so I'm wondering, is Lovie in that same position where he says, like you said, I need a better offensive coordinator.
He'll do it. He does solid defenses usually, because that's his area.
Right.
But he's, I don't know. And to me, it's a matter of choice. When you're a defensive coach, but you can't get an offense together, that means you just don't know how to hire people. I'm sorry. Hire some people who know how to do the job.
He did hire some people. They just weren't the people. So let me go. Now, let me give, because this particular y'all city crazy. Doesn't get a lot of love, and I'm going to give them love because they got the best talent. Why are you kissing at people on
there? Because Miko's on there.
Miko, go to work.
Miko's on the chat room and on Pierce.
Miko, go to work.
Go to work, Miko.
Go to work. All right, now.
Wash your hands.
Now, let me just say this. Tyrod Taylor has the best talent. Buffalo doesn't get any love. He's already leading, and I actually, and I may have done a misprint on this, Mariota. His
you are just jack your name up every time.
QBR. QBR. Just
jack your name up.
Tell him to stop. QBR is a little bit lower than Tyrod Taylor, so I may have had the same number up, but Tyrod Taylor has the leading, I believe he's at 120 or 126, 130.
He looked great.
He looks good with the best talent around him. So
got them to trade Matt Castle.
Yeah.
Well, dude, that's still a solid backup. You know, I mean, he's done some good, very good things.
And he's come through New England.
I know.
And what has happened? System. Okay. System works, but when I'm out of the system, I'm not that good.
Right.
So Tyrod is right there now. So here's my question. He has the best QBR rating right now, but you still believe...
5 point something.
No. I gave you the wrong number.
Okay. He put the same number for both of them.
That's right. He's at about 125. Okay. He's up.
So they're both... Then isn't that interesting that you have two rookie quarterbacks...
That's what I'm saying.
...leading the NFL in their rating?
Or in the top group, because right now, nobody's touching... Aaron Rodgers. He's number one in his QBR rating. And number two is Tom Brady. And you have a couple of them. And there's only two quarterbacks with high QBRs with no interceptions. That's Tom and Aaron Rodgers. There's a few that have lower TD ratios, but they are the big dogs in the block. So at the end of the day, Mario, I'm going to take the best team. I'm taking Buffalo.
Have you ever been to Buffalo?
Right here. All in here, man.
Have y'all ever been to Buffalo?
I got to give Buffalo some love.
I give Buffalo love, because if you can live in Buffalo, you deserve some love.
Because they deserve
it. Have y'all ever been to Buffalo?
Mario, do you want people to follow
you? They got some high wings.
You want somebody to follow your show, or you want them to abandon it?
Well, I didn't say I liked them. I love the people in Buffalo. I'm just saying it's cold as shit. There's nothing there.
See what I'm saying?
The people are really nice. But it's cold as shit, and there's nothing there. Have you been to Niagara Falls? It's right on the other side of Niagara Falls. Cold. That's why they love football. Ain't shit to do in Buffalo.
Well, I'm going with...
Nothing.
I'm going with Tyrod Taylor. He's going to be my pick because he has the best team around him, and he has Rex Ryan, which I hate to say.
I said people in Buffalo are nice.
So they're jumping on you.
Yeah, because they're also they're jumping on you. Well, your sports commentary, because the Dallas Cowboy lovers, they in there too. And D Skills.
Oh, wait a minute. Excuse me.
They jumping at you.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. Where are you guys? Dallas Cowboys.
America's team.
Dallas Cowboys. I like the Dallas Cowboys. Let me say it in my mic.
I used to be against the Dallas Cowboys. Now I take New England Patriots.
Let me say this.
The favorite team to hate.
You guys got some hell of a running backs, even with DeMarco Murray gone. Hell of a running backs. But something's up with your second half defense. I don't know what that's about. I thought the defense was tighter. Looks about the same. I'll give you a break until Tony Romo comes back. After that, you're on your own. I'm doing my favorite.
6 weeks.
I'm confused.
6 weeks.
That's all I'm saying. That's it. So that's the end, man. I don't want to
come. By the way,
that's the end of my new sports. I'm gone. I ran long.
I don't know how to say some of these names, but Tatiana. I know I'm saying it wrong.
They're from
Buffalo, and they said it's cold and boring.
Okay.
But people are nice in Buffalo.
My show. Buckethead, I'm at work. Okay, I got you.
People are.
How do I delete?
Nico Williams, our DJ host, is in Meerkat and Periscope starting shit. Because she's going to be here tonight. Talking about, do I have my music ready for Quiet Storm?
Does Miko have our ankle bracelet on?
I don't know. She better. All right. Okay, we fade now, though. We go about to fade. Here we go.
Wait a minute.
That's what you have with New Sports. Written, directed, produced by Victor Allen. His own unique fan-based view of sports. The sports that the ladies can like. That's right. The recurring segment of the Morning Cover Mario Show. Be there. Gird your loins in an iron jock. You ladies, too. It's going to be wonderful. And be proud of it. At Pax Stereo. Grab his hand and make a wish. We are the Stereo Sports Foot Fungus Jack Straps Men. I don't know if I'm a sports guy or a pirate. Macho. A little weird, okay.
He talks more.
All right, come on. Hot Picks coming up, Vic. Hot Picks tonight, we got a special Hot Picks this morning, Vic.
Yeah.
It's all hot.
Yeah, it's the sexiest female celebrity tattoos.
Sexiest female celebrity tattoos.
Yes.
I'm going to put a pair of eyeballs on one titty and a pair of lips on the other titty.
See?
That'll be my tattoo for y'all.
There goes the sponsors.
There
goes the sponsors,
what?
Dude.
What? They don't want tattoo on the titty?
No, it's the whole idea that you already chased out the little ones. They're running and screaming. Because they can't
visualize that. Well, they're supposed to be watching TV. No damn way. Where they homework?
Excuse me. Like,
get your children off of the television.
Did you not sneak and
go? So why do you have your children watching more?
Did you go read your father's magazines?
I was still in Playboy.
See what I'm saying? See?
Still in Playboy. This is getting sticky.
We all did that. I mean, we didn't know any better.
All right, get ready for the Hot Picks. Coming right back, we're going to Victor Allen's Hot Picks. You know, you get to vote on those photos. Mac, you got your robe open. PMC, you ready? Rick Lay. I'm not rooting against Dallas anymore. I'm rooting against the Patriots. That's the other thing. It is nice people, but it's still cold and boring. I know. It's boring, Buffalo. Nice people. Highways. Oh, my highways. Blue collar working man. Yeah, y'all. Get ready for the Hot Picks. Rick Lane, you got your hands in your pockets. Not counting change. It's going to be that good. I got to dig deep. Home of the Whopper. All right, y'all, get ready for Hot Picks. Yeah, and if you want to see it, you can go to Pastor.tv. I'll let you see it back there. All right.
Okay, you guys, ready for the Hot Picks? This is the last segment we do before we close out the first leg of our quadruple day banger. And I want to touch on something because Mario already hit it. He's already slamming people with their
tattoos. I didn't do it. What did she say?
Slam Kobe in his tattoo.
Oh, I know what you're talking
about. So that's what I'm saying. So
I didn't know what that girl called it.
How appropriate is it that we get to sit back and go through the motions of women and tattoos. Now, let me be real on this one because it's true. On tattoos for women, most of the time, you're dealing with women who like to have them for the personal use. They're not for display. And then you have the women that like them for
why
display.
They got in the national magazine for this personal. And we got videos all over the internet.
No, I'm just trying to say that some women that you're going to go, oh, well, I know women that have better tattoos. It's when the pictures are available and they meet our quality and standards. And this is part one. This is part
one. Pair of eyeballs and one titty okay, and a pair of lips and another
here
titty.
Here we go. That, I knew it. So, Mario, you ready to step up on this
one? I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready.
Rating is this. This is how you're going to rate.
Okay.
10, they start off with. Now, here's the issue. I can't wait to see how you do this. The tattoo, if it's not a 10, that's when you deduct from them being a 10. And the sexy. So it's really the tattoo that dictates are they less than a 10. You ready? You ready for this one, man?
Y'all understand that?
See, of course they understand it.
Okay.
They understand. Ready. Ready. All right, we're going to take you over to the first young lady. All I can say is Elba Jessica.
And, oh!
Who cares if she's...
Is that really her tattoo?
It doesn't matter if they're temporary or not. They're for display.
Oh, okay. See, okay. Because I was not believing that
was her
tattoo.
Jessica has tattoos, but a lot of times they remove them.
Does that count?
Yes. In my world, it counts. Okay, Mario, look at it this way. If you saw Jessica one day, and she walked up to you and said, do you like my tattoo? Would you say, is it real first?
I'd say, let me scratch and sniff. Let me scratch it for you.
See, you wouldn't ask her,
can I scratch your tattoo, please?
You would not ask her, is it real? That's why. Okay.
Pretty please?
All right. Let's go. All right.
Yeah, she's fine. I like her tattoo. You know what? Well, excuse me.
Uh-huh.
I like that tattoo fair. She's fine as shit. The tattoo gets like a 4.
Oh, wait a minute.
You know, you do a cross tattoo. There's so many big. There's so many crosses that are done that are just exceptional.
Oh, man.
That cross is a really fair cross. I watch the occasional tattoo reality show because I like to look at a little something.
Okay.
And that tattoo's like a 2 or 3. So that's not that hot a tattoo.
That tattoo does not make her sexier.
No.
Okay.
Well, no. It's just a dirty tattoo.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. When you do a cross, you got to do a better cross.
You know,
y'all take a look.
Wait a minute. Mac went 6.
Yeah, see, Mac, we didn't like this. It's not a super tat.
PMC went 9.
Okay, well,
he went 9.
He doesn't get out as often. It's cold in Pittsburgh. And he doesn't have a quarterback right now, so we have to give PMC a break.
I'm a little bit more liberal. I'll give her an 8.
Michael Vick.
I'll give her an 8. There we go. So we know that you guys are having a rough
Rick
time.
Bricklayer said 8 too.
See? Bricklayer said, he got it. You guys are hard. Let's go to the next one. Next one up. Happen to be the same name, but sometimes you need a little bit, what they call, temperature check.
Oh, Jesus.
Jessica Biel.
She is the shit.
Notice that her tat is in the appropriate place and not overt.
Oh, lick her armpits.
Okay, you know what?
I'm just telling you. You get a woman like this, you can go outside. Oh, shit. 10.
Oh, wait a minute. You're going 10.
Everything's the photo, I'm bringing out in the sweat. Look, y'all, look at this. That's not even fair.
Okay. So are you saying because
I don't even need my pill.
So you don't even know what the tat really is.
Nah.
You just like that it's small. I'll tell you this much. Strategically position is off the chain. That's why I like it. I like it because it's that.
She looks sexy. Those lips, that mouth, and them breasts. Lord.
She gets 10.
10!
Mac went 10. Mario 10. I went 10. PMC went 10.
10!
So everybody likes the position.
Y'all see that?
That's where they like it.
It's not fair.
Hey, Bricklay went 10 as well. All right, that was easy. Let's go to the next one. Oh, this one, you guys are going to have a rough time with this one. Adriana Lima. Now I want you to carefully look at this one.
I like this tat.
I'm telling you.
Look at that mouth.
I'm telling you.
Look at that mouth. Look at that hips. Dave, hips that sink ships.
Death skills. I see your number. I see your eights.
Ten.
I see your tens. Death skills.
Take a look.
Adrian, look at this. You like this one, don't you? Look at this. See, you're putting your hands on it. Don't put your hands on it, man. Leave it alone. wait a minute. So, Mar, you said 10?
10.
No, why? Okay. Tell
now
me.
That B cup. Tell me. Let's see the side.
Wait a minute, Mario. Be honest.
I like the tat. She's one sexy. S-O-B. I like the little thumb.
Death skills said 10. Miko said 9.5. Wait a minute.
I'm going to lock her in the cellar.
Can you tell what's on her back?
I don't care. Me. That was on her back, on her ass. Me.
Mac? Okay,
Mario, great. That's what's on it.
I tell you what. Help. Please help, Mac. He said 6.
He don't like the tat.
Okay.
She's too thin for Mac.
Too thin?
You need a little extra.
I got it. I got it. Miko Williams gave it a 9.5. You know Miko's going to like the tats.
Mm-hmm.
She likes the tat. I like her tat. So PMC hasn't chimed in. Give a guess what you think PMC is going to give.
9.
Oh, you think he's going to go 9?
Yeah, he'll give her 9.
I'm going, when you can do it this way, that photo's so tight, she gets a 10.
10 for me.
She gets a 10.
10!
She just gets a 10.
I'd like to take a closer look at those tattoos.
See, PMC went 10. Mac killed it with a 6. I can't believe this. I cannot believe it.
He magnets them over 160 pounds.
I'm telling you. Okay. Yeah, okay. All right, let's go to the next. Got to roll up on here. All right, now this... I hope you guys don't have no bias. Just don't have a bias against her. She just simply goes by Rihanna. And she has a simple tat right underneath. Underneath. Now, I'm just going to take my time.
Ooh, let me take my time and back.
Now, she got a couple of tats. She got 3.
Your thickness is my... Oh, that's why you dive in this and stay. You know, talk about laying in the cut. All right.
No,
that's why these terms were invented. We're laying in the cut.
What do you like? All right, here we go.
That's all I can say.
Miko
don't
said,
even go outside.
Oh, Miko said 4.
She looks so fine. I'm ready to lick her.
Miko went 4. Miko went
10.
Okay, Miko.
She looks so fine here. That's why we love Rihanna. Those legs, that hip, mouth. 10.
He went 10.
Lord.
Oh.
I would commit a crime.
You can't.
I commit a crime.
All right. Let me just say this. We got a 10.
You see that?
I'm going 9. PMC, I'm waiting for. Rick Lace is 9. I'm just shocked at Miko. She should just apologize.
Where is Miko? I don't even see her.
She jumped over. She's handshaking over at me now, right now.
Oh, okay. She's not in the chat room.
No, she's over here. Miko.
Take a look.
Mac said Miko's a hater. Miko.
Well, of course.
Okay, so here we are at 10, 9. Mac, 10. PMC, 10. Whoa. I'm the only one who went 9.
10!
All right, Mario went 10.
10!
I got to move fast. I see you guys all. I'm trying to keep up. I know she has better photos, Miko. Just the tattoos. All right, let's go to the next one, Mario. Next one. position. All I can say is Vida Guerra says, look at my position. Very simple. See the tat? It's on the ankle.
Look at that ass. Wait. He said my back to drive with the front.
Wait a minute. Miko, that kind of language.
I love being Latina.
Miko, that kind of language to Mac is not good.
I'm telling you, I'm ready to have children with this one. I'm thinking about my babies.
Wait a minute.
I'm thinking about my babies.
Okay, wait a minute.
10, and I want to have the children. See, I went straight past the sex to the pregnancy.
Uh-huh. You were straight.
Straight. I'm just ready to inseminate her.
Oh, let me tell you.
And have my baby.
Let me tell you what Miko scored. A 4 again.
Oh, I like this little bit.
Miko.
She probably 5'3", 5'4".
I think Miko's messing with us. I think Miko.
10!
Miko, you messing with us.
Think about my children. They got to speak Spanish.
Back to back 4s? That's wrong. That's just wrong.
Need my children to speak Spanish.
Wait a minute. Oh, PMC said 10. Also, Bricklay said Miko's a hater. I'm just sorry. You know.
That Mac, ass looks so good.
I'm going
sometimes a simple tat is the right tat. I'm going 10 on this one. I'm waiting for...
Oh, that's right. We're supposed to be looking at the tat.
Yes. Bricklay said 9.5. Mac, I know he's commenting, but he didn't give a score. Now, Mac, I got a funny feeling, might go down there where Miko is. So I'm going to give him another look. Another look.
No.
Let's see. Mac, come 10. On now. Come on, Mac. You got 10 seconds. You got 9. 8, or your score is eliminated. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3,
yeah, 2. Yeah, he goes to the potty.
I think it's more than that. I think his doorbell rang.
Astro
doorbell
rang.
So, all right, let's just go on. Let's go on. I'll let Mario choose Max number.
Max number on this one?
Yes, eight. what he would do.
8.
Okay, he would go 8.
Oh, he gave a 10. He's there with a 10.
He went late 10. Okay, now, the next young lady, I want you guys to keep an open mind. Because you have to understand the tattoo.
I showed this on my show.
Day.
Right. I know this picture.
Right. So I want you guys to be very careful here when you vote. Don't be hating. Is the tattoos more the prominence or is it her body? Which one is sticking out more?
It's her body.
Is her body?
Might be a Celeste in a day. A light Celeste. Yeah, I have some good ones, y'all. So if I happen to reflect... When I see some of these pictures, and I have to reflect.
Yeah, I think about it.
Some of my friends.
Oh, you mean some of your exes, right?
Yeah, you have to forgive me.
Some or one.
I had, like I said, yeah. Thanks for the memories.
Bricklay say 10.
Thanks for the memories.
Nico says 10.
10.
Mario, you're reminiscing, right?
I sure am. I had a brown version of her.
POC said
a browner version of her. For some years.
Wait a minute.
We're still good friends to this day.
You know what? She is. You're right, Miko. Nobody's talking about her tats. Y'all doing all these compliments. No one's saying anything about her damn tats. Wait a minute.
10.
Yeah, but you say anything about her tats?
It's wonderful.
All right.
She's got a high school picture out.
Right.
She was fine then.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So I got 10.
Fine. She was 10. Fine in high school.
That's cool. Now let's do this, Mario. We're going to roll back from the top and I'm going to tell you what positions everybody came in relative. And you're going to have to roll back one at a time and then I'll give you the scores.
All right. Starting out, here's Jessica Elba. Yeah. Jessica Biel. Adriana Lima. Rihanna. Yeah. Vida Guerra. Give me that, roll that R. And of course, Amber Rose.
Okay. Well, as we go down here, I'm about to give you guys the roll and let you guys pick your favorite because there is a tie. Coming in last place, sixth place, Jessica Elba. You know, that's just not right.
She came in at sixth place.
Sixth place. In fifth place, or as we call it, fifth, Adriana Lima.
Yeah, Latina. Ay, que bueno, los labios.
Fourth place, Rihanna.
Yeah.
And we have a three-way tie between Jessica Biel, Vida Guerra, and Amber Rose. All I need to know, Miko already said her number one, Amber Rose, is the winner. Mario, who's your number one? You got no look at it.
Jessica Biel.
Oh, we got a Jessica Biel, and we got an Amber Rose. Anybody else? Miko says Amber Rose, of course. Let's say, I'm waiting for PMC and Mac. I want to see who's going to get the most votes for number one. And I think I know where Mac's going. I think where PMC... Don't say that, man. I'm just saying, based on the tats.
PMC says Jessica. Whoa. Mac says Amber.
Whoa. And Bricklay says Jessica. Look like Jessica Biel.
Jessica Bad.
Jessica Bad, man.
Bad ass.
Now, DeMario, roll up to Jessica B.
Take a look.
And I want to give you something here. She has the smallest tattoo. So what does that tell you?
That tattoos don't matter?
Yeah, Matt. Well, I'm gonna say who came in. I'm gonna say
your
this.
Lips that count.
I'm gonna say it's a tie.
Take a look.
Because Mac chimed in. Mac chimed in and said Amber. Miko said Amber. Ripley said Amber. And then we got also three votes. Two votes for Jessica Biel. I have to say the winner is Amber Rose. I'm saying because I picked Amber. We're done. Hot picks. Thank you. Gotta go. Next show.
Yeah, she's our winner, Amber Rose.
Amber, everybody. Hey, look, you know what?
Hot pick.
She wears the tattoos on the best situation. That's how it rolls.
Yeah. Well, thank y'all for tuning in. It's been a crazy morning. It's going to be a crazy night. Remember, tonight at 7 o'clock, we got DJ Miko, the Quiet Storm pre-show. Then at 8 o'clock, Miko joins us for the Quiet Storm, and it's going to be a reason, a season, a lifetime, remembering love. And at 10 o'clock, the Eye of Victor photo experience, the phenomena of our times, carries on with Miko's challenge. All right, I want to thank you guys. We're going to be returning to our previously scheduled broadcast. Remember we say on our way out? Ain't nobody got our DNA. Well, thank Meerkat and Periscope. A lot of technical issues today. Thank y'all for dealing with it. Thank you, chat room. Mac McAllister, PMC, Bricklay. All of y'all, thank you for being there. You know, we enjoy having you. Peace! Yes, y'all. Peace.
First off, I'm not your regular dude. I bust moves like a young MC. Yeah, soda, that would be me. I'm thinking about putting down the mic one day. Then I get some more love. Thanks for the love you gotta play. Hey, what can I say? I'm a Leo to the finish, man. I love God, so my faith won't diminish, man. Once I step up to the mic, I speak truth. Hip-hop wasn't designed to exploit the black youth. But somewhere along the lines, we dropped the ball, yeah. I mean, that man in the mirror, yeah, that bald dude. But now I'm back around. Right the wrongs of my past world. So let me walk this off my list like my name is Earl. Articulate my thoughts clearly like Professor Laz. Do you remember Rap City with Dejure and Les? I'm looking at the front door, bless the main source. You fool, yeah, wait till I hit you with the main course. I was spitting when you was a kid. You doing what I did, you know I still got it. Why you brag about it? I be on the solo, making my money grow residual. I'm individual, nobody's got my DNA. I was spitting when you was a kid. You doing what I did, you know I still got it. Why you brag about it? I'm going solo, making my money's grow residual. I'm individual, nobody's got my DNA. Like my raps, but really I write songs. I like to do it like this once in a while to show some versatility and make you all smile. It's been a long time coming, I know, I feel it too. The more I take a break, it's like the more I break through. With my time, the space boy funk, I'm on point. You bless this microphone every time I anoint. The pen, the pad, I face the bad head on. Escape inside the music, see my diaries, the song it's on. Till I write my next verse, then I go again. Into the studio, I feel I gotta flow again. This ain't just music to me, it's like my recipe. To be honest, it's more creative tranquility. This ain't just music to me, it's like my recipe. To be honest, it's more creative tranquility. I was spitting when you was a kid. You doing what I did, you know I still got it. Why you brag about it? I be on the solo, making my money's grow residual. I'm individual, nobody's got my DNA. I was spitting when you was a kid. You doing what I did, you know I still got it. Why you brag about it? I be on the solo, making my money's grow residual. I'm individual, nobody's got my DNA. They say they get me, I don't think they ever got me. My name's Kowalski, but they call me Kawasaki. One line of funds, but in real life, I'm more like Chachi or Cola. I told you, I'm funky like Granola. Bars. Can't you see that I'm a star? Who pumps his own gas in the cold really fast? As I pass on your gold diggy stash, I'd rather make my own money, not advance me own money. I was spitting when you was a kid. You doing what I did, you know I still got it. Why you brag about it? I be on the solo, making my money's grow residual. I'm individual, nobody's got my DNA. I was spitting when you was a kid.
Yeah, y'all.
Nice
out of body heat.
I'm individual, nobody's got my DNA.
Be there tonight. Be there tonight.
Nobody's got my DNA.
Dress appropriately. 7 o'clock.
Nobody's got my DNA.
Be there tonight. Nobody's got my DNA. See y'all. Peace.